everyone, and welcome to the second episode of my new podcast. It's called Just a Nerdy Student. In this episode, we want to talk about genetic food and all about genetic food, the ethical aspects of genetic food and the methods and all about it. So I hope you enjoy it. And now we're going to start with the second episode. Have fun. So, firstly, I want to start with the methods, because it's very important that we all know how to manipulate a plant or take the genes into the plant. So let's start with the methods. I have for you two methods. And now I want to tell you all about the first method. The first method is the energy method. Imagine you're a scientist and you want to make a new plant. Perfect. Then it is your method. You only need your gene and a cell from your plant. Then you put these two things in lotion. It's a water lotion. And then comes the funny part. Then you take the lotion under energy. Maybe 1000 volts or more. The cell will be near dead. And then the gene can go into your cell. The cell cannot fight against the foreign DNA. And the cell will put this DNA in the core and you have a new plant. But there are a few disadvantages in this method. First of all, do you like barbecue? Yes, because with this method, you often grill your cell with too much energy. Or the cell says, that was not hard enough, I'm strong. It is very difficult to find the right area that the cell is near dead but not already dead. The chance that it works is very, very low. It is better than the chance of the second method, but it has a very, very high price and is a lot of work. This is also a very new method. You can use it by all cells, also by human cells. Maybe it could be useful to win the fight against cancer, but cancer is difficult. The future will show us the rest. Now we come to the second method. The second method is very easy and it is called the biallelistic. By this method, you can shoot and you can shoot little gold particles, but how it works. Firstly, you must make the gold particles into a water solution with some DNA that you want to do in your plant. Then you take the gold into your pistol and then you can shoot on your plant cell. And when you're lucky, your new DNA is dropped while shooting through the cell and the cell helps in and bring it to the core. This method is very old and bad because there are many dangers. You can kill your cell while shooting, the cell can eat your DNA. There's only a chance from 0.001% that it works. You can use days with this method, but the advantage is that they are cheap and they are easy. This is the reason why it all used. So now you know how to manipulate a plant, but now it is interesting where the plants are manipulated and is it danger for us? That are the new points that we are searching for. To answer that question, I have an example for you. The example is golden rice. It is a rice with much more vitamin A and it helps you to not to get blind. It is only in countries with poor people like India or Pakistani or also Bangladeshi. And to answer a few questions, the rice is not dangerous. It's not dangerous for your body. There's only one thing that is a little bit problematic. It is really, really, really expensive, and that is not good for poor people like these in these countries. But there are organisms like UNICEF or the WHO that gives the farmers the rice so that they can plant it and then you have some food. In my opinion, that is a really, really good project that they can help the people there, because You can't let him die. That's not a good solution at all. But when gene food is a very, very, very good thing, why does so much people in Europe or in North America say no to gene food? I think it is one myth that all people think, no, that's not good. And they say in their head, genetic engineering means more plant poison. It's a myth, and an important field of application of genetic engineering today is the production of pesticide-resistant plants. It is possible to produce genetically engineered plants that they are immune to certain plant toxins. For example, there is maize, wheat, and rice from Monsanto, which do not care about the aggressive toxin glyphosate. So when farmers spray their fields with glyphosate, every weed dies and only the genetically modified crop remains. In individual cases, the farmers could actually be tempted to spray even more poison, but overall, things are different. Genetic engineering has resulted in farmers using far fewer pesticides. And I think another myth is also still in the head of the people. They say genetic engineering food is dangerous because it is produced completely new creatures. Then I say genetic engineering is prescribed as far as too powerful an invention in nature. Humans have been drastically inventing with the genes of animals and plants since farming and livestock farming. The plants we eat today have little to do with their prehistoric ancestors. Their genes have been radically altered by humans through breeding and crossing with other varieties. Genetic engineering does something similar, only in target and faster way. Whether we grown up plants and genetically modified them, the result is an organism with a common gene of genes that did not exist before and which would probably never have been created without human influence. In ordinary breeding, genetic change occur rather by chance in genetic engineering targeting. Why should the target modified of a gene be harmful if the same change is considered harmless if it was by mere chance? The view of new methods of gene modification seems particularly curious when one considers how many new plant varieties have been developed so far. For example, fruit can be specifically iterated or chemically treated in order to trigger genetic modifications. This technique is called mutagenics. It is not possible to predict which genes are altered. It's pure gambling. Some of the mutant plant offspring may have positive properties by pure chance, perhaps a longer shelf life or better taste or something like that. This results in the new varieties that they can be sold in any organic shop, even if no one knows exactly which genes have been changed by irradiation or chemical treatment, and what the consequences may be. Compared to this, genetic engineering is a breeze method to improve plants, make them more robust, or increase fields. So I hope many people hear this podcast to end with this myth, because that myths are still not true. And I know I'm not a very objective person because I am a scientist and I love science and genetic modifications and this stuff, but genetic modifications on plants are a really, really good thing. On humans is another thing. That is really bad. That's really bad. But on plants, it is a good thing to fight against world hunger. You must think, every day millions of people die because they have no food. And with genetic engineering, we have a little chance to end this situation, and we should use it. So, and with this statement, I want to close the second episode of my podcast, Just a Nerdy Student. I hope you enjoy it. I enjoyed it to make this episode, and I'm looking forward to see you in Episode number 3. In the next episode, we want to talk about what is with automatic car and autonomic cars, and what is autonomic drive ethnically with accidents and something like that. Please send me some messages if you like the episodes, or if I can do something other or something like that. And send me some themes. I'm really, really happy when I get some messages. Now, go outside, have a great day, and goodbye. We see you in the next episode.